Welcome, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee, the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting for August 23rd, 2022. We believe we have a quorum. I'm going to ask the Secretary, R. Paul Martin, to take the roll. R. Paul?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Nick Arena? Chris Corey? Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Julie Hewitt? Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Julia Kennard?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden? Sean Kelly McPherson?
I am.
James Sagerton?
Here.
Susan Young?
Here.
That's seven. They have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now we will move to adopt the agenda. I will read the agenda. It is one, convene meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Two, roll call. Three, adopt agenda. Four, the chair's announcements for 2 minutes. 5 minutes for 3 minutes. Six, report from the executive director, if available, for 20 minutes. Number seven, report from the CFO, 20 minutes. Number eight, review of the July 2022 financials, 45 minutes. Nine, budget timelines and schedule for NFC review of budgets for fiscal year 22 and 23, 5 minutes. And 10, adjourn to executive session. Are there any additions or discussion about the agenda?
Yeah. Could you maybe send it again? Because it still hasn't arrived.
Okay. I will hit reply all.
Oh, something around. That's from me. Okay.
I'm going to send it again. Here it comes. I didn't get any bounce back, so that is weird. I hope that was somebody getting it. Any luck yet?
Nope.
Not here.
I do not know what to do about this. It's not bouncing back.
Send it to R. Paul and see if he can send it out, Jim. Maybe that'll work.
I just sent a test email to the NFC email, and I'm assuming no one's received it. So something must be up with the email.
I've just sent two emails, and they both arrived.
I got one of yours. I haven't gotten the second one.
Mine just said test.
Well, I haven't gotten test. I've gotten two that I sent out. Something else.
I got the test. And I got the second one from you.
Test. I just got test. Yeah. So,
Hold on. I'm sending it again.
R. Paul. No, send it to R. Paul. Let him send it out. We know that works. Maybe, you know.
I got it. I mean, I got it earlier. I've had it.
The agenda?
Yes.
Huh. Well, you're the only one.
I had the agenda. I just couldn't get in.
None of us have gotten the agenda. That's what we're
okay,
trying
well,
to get.
Okay, let me. I was just queuing it up. I thought it was just R. Paul that hadn't gotten it, but I'll see if I can find. I should have a.
But it was just respectfully, it was just read to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you, Sean. I hear you.
Whatever. I mean.
Today's August 23rd, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here it comes again. Let's see if this time I'm just sending it to R. Paul.
Okay, I got something from you. I'm going to forward it to this committee.
Good. Thank you, R. Paul. We keep this up, we're going to lose our scintillating Arbitron ratings, and our application for a show is going to fall through. All right. That was a joke, folks. This is a tough room.
I don't know. This seems pretty suspenseful to me.
Well, they're all right. Maybe we need some dramatic organ music in the background with a lot of vibrato.
Will we or will we not receive? How could I get the agenda if no one else did?
I have no idea. We'll work on that later. Why don't we try to move ahead? So,
I moved the agenda.
Thank you, Sean. Is there any, I'll ask again, is there any objection to the, well, I didn't ask yet. Is there any objection to the agenda as read? Hearing none, let's move ahead, and hopefully he'll get it from our Paul shortly if you haven't already gotten it. That brings us to the chair's announcements for 2 minutes. This will be very quick. The fiscal year 21 audit and tax returns were completed and filed as of August 15, 2022. The audit was a clean or unqualified audit for the first time in many years. The Pacifica National Board Audit Committee reviewed it at their meeting last week. Non-disclosure agreements and consent to use electronic transmission forms have been approved and are available to the NFC non-director members. Please review and return them to the chair as soon as possible. We will go into executive session after the open session to discuss replacing NETA. This will involve personnel and contractual issues. There are no other new announcements, which brings us to number 5, minutes. R. Paul?
We don't have any, unfortunately.
I understand.
Sorry.
Very good. That takes us to number 6, which is report from the executive director. We were notified that she would be late. Are you here yet, Stephanie? Fred? Stephanie here?
I don't see her.
Okay. Maybe she'll come later. Kim?
Well, I was just going to move that, you know, we good. Move on and, you know, whenever she shows up, we make time for her.
Thank you. I was just going to ask for that. Is there any objection? Hearing none. That will take us to number 7, report from the CFO. And, Julia, this is your general report. I know we're going to review the financials as the next item, but this would be hopefully for items. I mean, I know the financials are the main issue, but anything else you might want to report before we get to the financials?
Sure. I wanted to go ahead and give a little bit of a cash update and where the unit is making payroll for next week.
Good. Thank you.
I'm going to run pretty quickly. The national office has about $30,000 on hand. That's adjusted for payroll and a couple of things that I know have to be paid over the next few days. Their AP is over $200,000 now. Of course, they will be able to fund their own payroll and health insurance. Odds are they will need to assist in some of the health insurance for the archives. I spoke with staff today, and they can fund payroll next week, for next week. We need it by Friday. For people who are paying with checks, but they will not be able to fund the health insurance that's due on the 25th. And we voiced concern about funding payroll at all in September. So that's something.
Pardon me, Julia. What did you say? They are concerned with payroll in September?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. APFK funded their health insurance today. They are in a fund drive and have raised about $92,000 this month. About $78,000 of that has been collected. So they're at 85%. They'll be able to fund payroll by Monday, but based on what we currently, it just depends on how the rest of the drive goes this week as to what above payroll they can pay. Again, they did fund health insurance today. The majority of theirs was due on the 25th, but given that I'm holding back what they currently have in PayPal and their bank account, there's not anything left for anything other than payroll. I think that they will raise in excess of payroll between now and Monday. And hopefully, I do not recall when they're ending their fund drive, but they will definitely have serious problems in September if they don't continue some type of fundraising. And their payables are about $180,000. Now, that does include the half of that is the, you know, what we're making payments on with the utilities. And that has been paid for August. KPFT has their fund drive. They're in a fund drive this month. It's raised about just over $53,000. They've collected about $32,000. So that's at 60%. I thought it was interesting. I decided to look back. They don't do they do their little how they track a little bit differently as far as the time periods. So they had a summer drive. I don't really want to say it's a summer drive, but the way they put it in Allegiance is it's a summer fundraising. So June and July they raised $35,000. But oddly, only $16,000 was collected, and so that's 47%. I thought that was interesting. I think that's something that we need to look into. I did not look back at prior months, prior to the summer, but that did jump out at me as unusual. And they should be, they have one and a half people there, so they'll be fine funding their payroll and health insurance this week. WPFW has about $40,000 in the bank right now. That is amongst their two main accounts. They have, 33,000 of that would need to go towards payroll and health insurance. I know they'll be able to use that for payroll, but they have $55,000 in unpaid payables for August. I'm not saying they're necessarily past due, but they are due by the end of the month. So $40,000 in cash plus $55,000 in AP plus $33,000 in health and payroll. It's definitely tight with them. They are doing the consultant is working with them, and they're doing an off-air campaign, I think, that's mostly – via social media and working with some of their older members, previous donors they're working with, trying to build that side of the fundraising. September is going to be challenging unless we see some movement in that side of the fundraising. Don't believe that they're having enough fund drive until October. I know they're not having one in September, though. WBAI was able to fund payroll today, and they have funded health insurance. They have about $1,300 in the account after doing that. I did not check their outstanding payables, but it's generally a decent amount. So I know he's working hard with staff to continue their daily, their approach to their fund drives with the daily fundraising. Again, cash is seriously tight there as well. So, across the board, I haven't spoken to staff at KPFA. I'll be honest, I just didn't have time to reach out to her today. But generally, they're fine funding their payroll. And we can talk about how they're doing. We'll go into more details with their when we go over the financials. Any questions about that?
I have several. I'm sure others do. Can we get a stack for questions? Nobody? All right, I'll ask one and see if anybody else wants to come back. Did I hear someone?
Yeah, after you said KPFD had their on-air fundraiser and they did it for summer in Allegiance, and I missed some of that.
Yeah, I can't say it was an on-air fundraiser, just their donations in general that came in over the summer, the way it was recorded in Allegiance was just for those 2 months. So I might have confused it, but for those 2 months, they raised $35,000.
And so, to be clear, those months are June and July?
Correct. And I just thought it was unusual that only less than half of that had been collected. So it might be that something needs to be posted. Rarely does
posting might be late, yeah.
So much of the donations from other, at least WBAI and KPFK, where I see their reports, so much of their credit cards that you kind of automatically have a fairly high payment rate initially. But that's just something I'll reach out to staff about that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead. Was that Susan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And Julia, I understand that you reported that for our August, what we call a summer sizzle, which is on air. We believe that we raised $52,000. Of course, we don't know timing or fulfillment yet. Is that correct?
No, I just reported that. We've collected $32,000. So that's 60% has been collected.
For the summer sizzle rather than for the June and July. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Now, there's more than one category on there. So the 53,000 is more than just on the on-air category. I don't know if that is worth noting. I've been told that that's separate, but I don't know how it works at KPFT. I just know that what I see in Allegiance for overall for August is 53,000 raised.
Got it.
30,000 collected.
I have a question on that, if you're done, Susan.
Yes.
Yeah, one of my questions on that is that we had, at one point, we had some high hopes that KPFT would be on the air and live, doing live fundraising soon. We were led to think that soon after we approved the purchase of their building, that would, you know, be happening. You know, I don't want to say immediately, of course, not immediately, but we were hoping it would happen soon. How's that going? Are we live fundraising there? Is that what the summer sizzle was? Was that a live fund drive?
Yeah, it was. Well, it wasn't live in the
no.
building. Are you asking me to respond or Sean?
Yeah, sure. You or Sean, either one or both.
Okay, so both of us might. There. We were not able to get in and start work on the building right away because there were two things. One, everything needed to be approved by Mo. And another is that we sought, bids from several contractors. It was slow getting those back. The contractor has been selected and is underway. And Mo is able to come, I think, in a week, something like that. We hoped to be in the building and back on air mid-September. I think October 1 may be more appropriate. I have sent forward to the entire PNB emails keeping everybody up to date about our fund drives and about efforts getting into the building.
I'm going to grant myself a follow-up. There was some talk at this previous time when this was being discussed that we might be able to jerry-rig a live on-air situation for the specific purpose of doing fundraising. There were ideas, we'd hear the sawing and the hammering in the background. Maybe we could have gotten some sound effects to make it effective to, encourage people to get involved in it. That's just not happening yet, right?
Well,
the live on-air fundraising.
Yeah, no, we are keeping people apprised on website and with bulletins and that sort of thing. But we haven't been able to pull the wires yet. And we also, and Mo is going to be bringing some equipment. We have unloaded a huge warehouse where there was no inventory of what was in it. That was, done last year under previous management. And so we're assessing the equipment that is coming out of that. We had something like 14 volunteers slapping it on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And we are, we have to be cautious about who is in there because of liability insurance. And that has been the requirement that's been placed on us by the national office, which we think is wise.
Right. We don't want people stumbling around in a construction site. Did I hear a voice there?
Yeah, it's Mac. I was just only going to expand on that ever so slightly. KPFT has devised a way to intersperse with the pre-recorded stuff, intersperse like at the top of the hour with, call it real time thank yous for pledges. So it's a little bit of a hybrid. It's not what we want, obviously. But they are really working it.
Good. Thank you for that. Any other questions on this area? Any other questions on anything else? I still have a couple myself, but I'll defer if anyone else has a question. Okay, I'll add another one, and maybe this will spark some interest. The archives are paying, we say health insurance is in doubt, payroll is okay for now, and in September we're anticipating real trouble. We did that network-wide fundraiser specifically dedicated to raising money for the archives. There were a lot of issues with how we conducted it, but we did raise $30,000 or $32,000, something like that, which was supposed to get us a month and a half for the archives. And I guess they've had no other income in the meantime, or not enough. And is time flies when you're having fun. Is the month and a half gone by already, and that we used up that money?
Yes. I mean, their payroll alone is $20,000 a month.
But we were told we were going to get a month and a half out of that. I guess that month and a half is gone. Is that what happened?
Right.
I don't have your calendar in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I will point out with PRA that not only do we have to worry about September, but we also have to worry about October and the beginning of November, because the other, you know, the stations will be going into drive in October, but they will have their one day in, or 2 days in November. So just keep that in mind. It's not just September for them. It's September for the rest of us because we'll go into drive in October. But they got until the middle of November.
Right. And on that note, I want to add, I'll ask a follow-up. And I was kind of hoping that Stephanie would be here to ask this of. But, Julie, I know you're involved in these conversations. There was high hope, at least on my part, that the archives would kind of snap to the realization that they needed a new premium. You know, they've got that whole wealth of the archives to draw from. And there was some talk about them going right to work on developing a new premium so we don't do another fund drive for the archives with one premium that's been well used over 5 or 6 years. And it has one price point, which is $250, which kind of excludes a lot of people. Do you know, Julia, are they actively pursuing creating some new premiums that not only they can use, but the stations can use in this fiscal crisis that we're in? I, for one, am hoping sincerely that they're working on that diligently.
I would hope so, too. I did not glean that from my conversation with the business manager there today.
Kim.
Let me just see if Julie was done with her answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, her comment was they are not going to have money for it in September. Now, we did not go into anything deeper with that. I don't know if Stephanie has been in communication with Mark about what's going on. I would hope that that's what they're doing.
I didn't get, Julie, did you say they wouldn't have money for September or they wouldn't have money to produce new premiums?
They wouldn't have money to produce new premiums. Now, she is, well, and September payroll, but she's going to call me on Wednesday and let me know, that's tomorrow, right? And let me know the actual status of the cash.
Yeah.
She's going to get me up.
Let's end this conversation here now because I don't want to get into personnel issues. If we need to, we can talk about that in the closed session. Anybody else with any other questions here? Oh, Kim, you were about to say something. Shit. Kim?
Yeah, I just dropped off.
Oh, okay. I thought I did. I uttered a bad word.
Yeah, I heard that, and I'm like, what's going on? But that's all
everybody
I heard.
Everybody hears that. Oh, well.
So I don't know what Julia said. I don't know what Julia said, but I know I heard Stephanie on that development task force said, yes, Mark is looking at stuff to see what they can come up with. I just don't – I didn't understand why they don't have money to produce them. I mean
– I was curious about that too, Kim. Would you be willing to follow up on that in the closed session?
Yeah, sure.
Because we're starting to delve into people's performance.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions on any other areas? I still have a couple myself, and I guess we are past time for this item. I'm going to move to extend for another, I'm going to say 5 minutes on this. Is there any objection? Hearing none, I'll go ahead with another question since nobody else seems to have one at the moment. The WPFW plan to change their mode of fundraising, and I'm certainly, since WPI is experimenting with this daily fundraising as opposed to 35-day fund drives, I'm not opposed to new ideas for fundraising. As I understand it, as it was described the idea at WPFW is to cultivate existing donors, but I kind of got the feel that it was going to be to cultivate certain large donors, which made my Pacifica antenna start to go off. You know, are we going to be cultivating rich people right now? You know, in a way, you know, if anybody wants to step up with a large donation, I'm fine with that. But I'm just wondering, you know, our model has generally been, you know, the small donor model. I think, you know, Bernie Sanders went digital with it and was much more successful than we are being with it. But and I know nobody right now is here from WPFW, but Julia, can you elaborate on that a little bit as far as you understand it?
Well, I'll be honest. I hesitate to elaborate because I get accused of all kinds of ridiculous stuff via email.
Yes, we do. Understood.
So, but I will give my opinion. I don't think that, and I've said this before, and I think the majority of us know, fund drives are not going to sustain the organization. It is not happening. It's not sustaining it now. This has to be in conjunction with more traditional fundraising where you're looking to your constituents for major gifts. It doesn't even have to be a major gift. It could be, you know, a few $100s versus and just more of the personal touch type relationship. Of course, we don't have a lot of fundraising staff, so, you know, that presents its challenges. One thing I have seen is that, you know, this effort that's going on at WPFW, I have seen some donations that are what I consider nice-sized gifts, you know, a few $1,000s, a couple $1,000s here, a couple $1,000s here, maybe $5,000. I can't remember what the larger one was. There might have actually been like a $10,000, you know, so there have been several good size, you know, donations. At this point, though, they're still in the development, you know, the defining what this program is, getting it implemented, and developing these relationships with these potential donors. So it's which takes time. Everyone knows that. So that's not a judgmental statement. It is not a negative statement. It is a statement of fact that fundraising programs take time to develop and implement. And they will always need to be done in conjunction with on-air fundraising. So they would be working together, not one in lieu of the other. So I'm not sure if that answers your question. But
it does, and I want to have a quick follow-up on that, which is to ask you, I'm fond of saying since I discovered it, that on the Charity Navigator site they say that a mere thank you to your donors increases donations by 14%. Now, they don't say how that thank you happens, and I know we thank our listeners profusely on the air during our fund drives and, you know, even in between our fund drives. But I'm wondering if you have any opinion on whether it's cost-effective to do some other kind of thank you, acknowledging the listeners. We recently had a complaint that there was a $3,000 donation somewhere, and the person got no acknowledgement that the $3,000 had been received. And first I thought that was bizarre, but I realized we're short-staffed and things are difficult. But do you think just finding another way or an additional way to thank people other than on the air would be beneficial? I mean, I know we have to send them tax letters at the end of the year, and that includes a thank you. But,
I just don't think the volume of multi-$1,000 gifts is that high. I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right.
I'm just assuming that, you know, we don't have tons and tons of those. So an email.
Just to be clear, I was talking about thanking everybody who makes a donation. We would have to do this electronically somehow if it would be thought to be feasible.
I mean, you know, I just, you know, maybe that was a poor assumption. I assumed that there, when it was recorded, that a thank you email went out.
Nope, not that I'm aware of. It could be at some stations, but I don't think in general that's the case.
Yeah.
So you think that
so
might
I
be an idea?
The volume of what you have, because you are a radio station, and like, you know, you do have a much higher volume of smaller donations, so that would be challenging to have the infrastructure set up to do that. But
that's
I think
true.
At a minimum, you have set a threshold of the people above a certain dollar amount are getting a phone call or an email. And that's where you can tap, you know, some of the local committee members to help out as well.
Yeah, I think a phone call is clearly beyond our limited staff capacity, even our volunteer capacity, but some kind of an email, an automatic system that just acknowledges, in a sense of acknowledging email, would be good. I don't know how feasible it is cost-wise.
Mr.
Well,
Chair?
There's an automatic thank you when you if you use your credit card.
That's true. I think I hear Susan. Is that Susan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I tell you, I do not know what the automatic thank yous are, but as Sean reported, we think that it was very helpful that there was top of hour thank you on air. I think that makes a very big difference, and it kind of built momentum in our fund drive. We have also a very active group that committee members that call lapsed donors. And we are looking to build that team into also our capital fund drive team. And I believe that that would also be a good group that could reach out to people who have given substantial amounts. We're working on culling our lists, which, as you know, that's a major issue, is getting your lists to be up to date. And we will be dovetailing in to our regular pitches a stay tuned, we're going to be talking. To build the future of KPFT. So we're listening to everybody's ideas. We've also reached out to WPFW, but I don't know that we've heard back, so that we can understand, do they have any kind of policies and procedures that they're doing for their donor cultivation efforts? Because what we're hoping to do is to use this current effort to morph into that framework.
Good. Yeah, I think it's critical that we mine our existing resources, our donors, our, you know, the people who keep us going. I'm just curious, Susan, this will be my last question. I'll keep it open for anybody who has another question. Do you, at WBAI, we name names when we get permission. We try to ask permission. And then we, you know, Susan W. in Yonkers or, you know, whatever, made a such and such a donation. Thank you very much. Do you do that at T also? I think that's probably standard.
Yeah, that was what I was saying, and Mac was saying. We did, top of hour.
Good. That's what sparked the question. Got it.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. No, I mean, we have done that in the past, and we had a wonderful a couple of programmers, Mr. and Mrs. V, he has died, but blues programming on Sunday morning. And after the fund drive, they made personal calls to every person who donated.
Great.
To their show. Yep. So, and Sandy is doing trainings with our programmers about how to be more engaged and engaging. Some really haven't even been aware that they have kind of a fundraising responsibility. They're being held more accountable. And he's also trying to have people gear up their social media efforts, and some of those are paying off now.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Does anybody have any other questions? If not, I think it's time to move on. Any other questions? Hearing none, let's go to the next item. But before we do, let me just inquire if the executive director is with us yet and if she would like to give a report now. Do we have Stephanie, Fred? Do we have Fred?
I'm thinking Stephanie's not on the call.
Okay, that sounds like it's not. That's not the case. That's right. Okay, so, Julia, why don't we transition now into the financials? We have Fred.
Fred is present. Stephanie isn't.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Thank you, Julia.
Start at the summary tab. Give everybody a minute to make sure they have it pulled up. As you'll see, one of the first line items on the notes is that the percent increase and decrease is not calculated. I didn't take the time to do that because the audit adjustments are not in yet. And some of those were fairly significant. So doing the percentages would have not been relevant.
Julia, can I just get a hold for one second? I just want to make sure that everybody here is on this. Is everybody looking at this? She sent it at 12:11 p.m. Eastern time today. It's on the National Finance Committee list. Okay, I don't hear anybody says they don't have it. I'm sorry for the interruption. Julia, go ahead.
I lost my thought. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
So I decided to go ahead and just put the net gain and loss of consolidated and per unit. So at least that portion would be for people to see quickly. We only have two units that have a year-to-date gain so far right now. The consolidated decrease is loss is $1.1 million, with, of course, the majority of that being at KPFK, then WBAI, the national office, and then now, of course, KPFA has had 2 months in a row of being at a year-to-date loss. This doesn't really even touch into the cash piece as well, because even though you might say that, for example, the national office might have a loss of $200,000, that doesn't necessarily equate to the lack of cash that has been collected, which is, you know, as we talk about frequently, with the different stations or units' inability to fund central services. And even this past month, July, I think was the first month that, I don't want to misspeak, it's the first month that July and August has been the first time, at least since I've been around, that I can recall that WPFW has had to make a choice about whether or not they were funding central services or whether or not they were funding health insurance. And that's unusual for them. The KPFA still is funding their central services, but I believe that they are behind 1 month. Again, you know, if I call and kind of say, hey, we really need it, they do share that. But those are the only two units, along with the affiliates, who have are not required to pay central services but have this year. Any questions so far on that?
I'll just make a quick comment. I must say, when I saw these numbers, I was, I don't know, it hit me. I made a couple of immediate phone calls for emotional support. This is really not good. I'm not going to be a cheerleader here. This is not good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any specific questions. I just wanted to make that comment. Any other questions from anyone?
Well, let me put this in perspective real quick.
Yes, please.
From the audit, which I believe we had just a slight, what I would consider a slight loss. I can't remember the exact number. It was less than $100,000. But the only reason it was less than $100,000 was because we were able to reverse the accrual for the property tax, which was over $400,000. So really, you know, we're not going from $60,000 of a loss to over $1 million. You're going, it really would have been closer to, you know, $500,000 to $1 million. And then, of course, you had PPP last year. So this is life without PPP.
Right.
I do want to go ahead and just touch on a couple of these notes here, and then we'll go to the individual tabs and talk about a few things. I did want to make sure that everyone, if they have not heard, that they definitely know that the fiscal year 21 audits and the tax return were completed and filed as of August 15th. So that's all taken care of. And hopefully, you know, we hear back from the state of California and everything will be hunky-dory with them. There are a couple of comments I wanted to make just about what's going on with the transition and how that feeds into producing these financials, as well as a couple of things that impact the numbers. I just want to remind you that KPFA revenue for this year is still using mostly accruals to enter their revenue, and so there could be adjustments to that. Just an FYI. We've already talked about the cash situation, but that number of stations or units that have that is struggling with that has grown. We used to really just talk about two, and now we're at, five units now. Well, in national office as well, I should have put national office on there because they have pretty significant outstanding payables.
I think you can put PRA in there too, right?
Well, PRA is on there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's seven of the eight units.
Correct.
Everybody now, the but affiliate, the affiliate.
They're plugging along on their own. Like they have not needed any support. And they should be seeing an uptick in their cash come end of September, October, I believe. But they're hanging in there fine.
Who would see an uptick in cash?
The affiliates.
Affiliates, yes, sorry. Thank you.
I wanted to remind people too, because this, I know people get confused between accrual-based accounting and cash accounting. And I want to point out that, especially mostly for WBAI and WPFW, that the majority of their expenses are cash-based entries. They're not accrual-based. Except for rent, the tower rent and the office rent, because those are so significant, I do go in and accrue those. If they were doing it like KPFK or KPFA or the national office, we would be automatically, quote, it's not even an accrual. You're entering the invoices, and they're going to show whether or not it's paid or not, which is how it's supposed to be done. So my point in bringing this up is there could be expenses that we do not have on the books because WBAI and WPFW have not said that they have something significant. For WPFW WBAI, I accrued office rent and I believe tower rent this month because it had not been paid. And then for WPFW, I accrued tower rent and tower utilities because I typically don't have to accrue. I'm not sure I've ever entered an accrual for them. But that's just to kind of explain to you where they are cash-wise. But you know, for those larger amounts, I do go ahead and enter an accrual. My concern is, and I need to look into this, is the ASCAP, because I'm pretty confident that a couple of these, that they have not been paid with WPSW and WBAI, and we need to go ahead and recognize that expense before the end of the year and get that accrual in. We will try to deal with that between now and the end of when I'm doing the August financials. What will help with this is that if we can get the buy-in for WBAI and WPFW to start using Great Plains, I think that this, the there could be trained to at least enter the payables into WPF into Great Plains with supervision from the business, the national business manager, and then maybe if WBAI is a little more convoluted in trying to wrestle that and get that information to be able to change out. But you're going to continue to not know what expenses are out there, or necessarily if they continue to use this, work the way they work. I do want to give a shout out to the affiliates. They desperately want to be using Great Plains. They just can't get in. We can't get it set up. The engineering staff has been working. I spent, I think, an hour and a half for an hour or so on the phone with them Saturday with us trying to figure out if what they were doing was getting more access for me. There, it looks like we are going to have to hire an outside, what do you call it?
Julia, is that a matter mm-hmm. for executive session?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that a matter for executive session?
No.
Okay.
We just need, we need somebody to help us get into that system. But as soon as that, if we can do that, then we'll be able, the affiliates would be able to be set up. We address that. That goes on down on into the next one with the system administrator work. So I won't rehash that. But planning has already started for the training, the transfer of files from NETA to the National Office Servers. I've had a couple of conversations with John about that and our IT staff here, and have received some good detailed information about how that's going to work. So we hope to be getting that started before the end of September. And then the new interim business manager has been through one round of training for payroll, and will be going through another round next week. So I that was part of what I should have gone through in the earlier discussion, but wanted to make sure that I didn't forget to come back and do that. So going back to the actual financials and seeing where the issues are. They're the same, unfortunately. You know, when there aren't fund drives, there's typically not enough cash flow coming in. And I, there's not much more to say with that. If we go over to the consolidated tab, and I've highlighted again, if you go to column AB, which is in yellow, we had $576,000 in revenue in July, but we had $766,000 in expenses, so a loss of $190,000 in July. Legal fees is something that is just killing us. If we go down to, well, of course, July, it's unfair because it's a one-time seasonal thing. We did have the $80,000. If you go to line 82, with column AA, line 82, we had fees to the auditor for $81,000. And that was for the 990 and for the audit.
question, Mr. Chair?
Steph, I'm sorry. Julia, do you want to give your report and then take questions, or are you willing to take questions along the way here?
We can take questions along the way. I just wanted to mention, though, that the legal – going back to finish my comment about the legal fees is we had $48,000 in legal fees that we booked in July. Now, a little bit of that might have been from a couple, over the past month or two. Sometimes either the invoices don't get to me, but still, that line of legal fees doesn't look to be reducing anytime soon.
And that doesn't count some of the legal fees that we are past due. Okay. Was it Susan that wanted to ask a question?
Yes, and now I've got two questions. One, Mr. Chair and Julie, it would be very helpful to see the detail on the legal fees for that month. That would be one thing. The second thing is, I apologize if I missed it, but would you be kind to circulate the 990 to board members?
I can do that. If I just need to make sure that Julie is good with the non-disclosure. Well, maybe we decided that wasn't a non-disclosure thing.
I don't think it's a non-disclosure thing. Sarbanes-Oxley requires all board members to review these things.
That needs to be on the agenda for tomorrow night, which maybe if this is not for tomorrow. Do we have a meeting Thursday night?
No. Okay. A week from Thursday. No.
Okay, I'll make sure that gets out so everybody has time to look at it, because you are correct. We do need
and then that will be posted, right? Yeah.
I don't do the posting. I'm not sure who needs to receive that. I'm happy to send it to whomever, but
I think the secretary will do it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll make sure that gets out for the prior to the next meeting.
Great,
making a note. Thank you for the reminder, Julie. I mean, not Julie.
You bet.
legal fees. Part of that is related to the FCC, and part is related to some settlements that have been being worked on. So, I won't go into the details of that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Do we want to move on and kind of just look at each month, or how would you like to proceed?
I leave it to you. It's your report. We have whatever you find most convenient or most revealing, most informative.
Mm-hmm. It was, we've always kind of held KPFA up as the shining star, and they still are doing great. But, July was a struggle. They did have a loss for July. And while they haven't had a loss the prior 2 months, the loss that they had recorded back in, I think it was May, what was that, April? In April had bit them down into a loss through June. And we've continued that now through July. So that's obviously going to have an impact on always being able to count on them to support other units when there's a lack of cash. And I just think that people need to be prepared that some of the go-tos that have been there before to lean on when times are tight with cash are not going to be in the position to assist. And I would say that for the affiliates as well. They're doing well enough to sustain themselves and not need to rely on anyone else at the moment, but they don't have even when their funds come in with their fall renewals or whatever we call that with what they do with the affiliates, that's what, that's their major push for the year and helps sustain them throughout the year. So just because they're going to have some cash sitting there in November or December does not mean that it could be taken and used to fund something else, because then if those people, that other unit is not in a position to be able to pay that back, then it's just bringing down another unit with it. And I think that's where the conversations need to be centered upon, is what are we doing when that happens? We were very fortunate this past month that the national office was able to assist KPFK and fully loan them the full amount of the required for payroll. And thankfully, they were starting to drive in this month and were able to then pay that back last week. If they had not had the fund drive, we would be having a completely different conversation right now, because, as I said, I think, you know, when I adjust for payroll and some of the insurance that the national office is going to have to pay, that means they would have zero cash left right now, not the about $30,000 that I said. And I know that's a lot of numbers to throw around, but my point is, it's just, you know, what are we going to do when there isn't someone to tap into to assist with funding a payroll? I'm not saying it's happening next pay period. I think we're in good shape for this upcoming pay period that's, you know, next week, but we just don't know. And I have to be honest, I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but I'm trying to be realistic. You know, KPFT situation will, as far as staffing costs, will not be as, you know, will be even lower than it is now, unless they make some changes there. And, of course, there's so much that could happen in the next year as the new station takes off and they implement the new program, you know, get their live programming and things going there. We just have to make sure that, and it's challenging, but try to get as far as we can with that, using that volunteer support that they have there, to try to get some cash in the bank to be able to pay some, you know, hire some staff to be there to support that. Okay, I kind of went off the rails there. Let's see.
No, it's okay. You're doing well.
No one, I can't say that anyone is out spending money on things that they shouldn't be. I have heard, I have witnessed accusations of that, but I have not seen the facts with that. You know, I would say that if I saw that KPFK was spending $500 on food in a month for people, I might say, yeah, you can't be doing that. But, you know, you have a place like WPFW, which has a lot of volunteer programmers and doesn't have the consultant fees that, you know, you might see elsewhere. So they do, you know, buy a pizza here and there, you know, to help, you know, show the love at their station. I just, you know, it's not like the days when, gosh, I remember when office supplies used to be through the roof. I mean, I think we all remember that, anybody who's worked in an office. We used to go through reams of paper and copy, you know, copier toner and things like that. You don't see that now. And I'm not seeing any abuse of any of that in any of the offices. So if anyone has any specific questions about expenses, I'm happy to assist with that. But there's just not, you know, people aren't buying. I mean, the most extravagant thing that I think we have going on, and I'm saying this sarcastically, is, you know, that we have the water purifier at KPFK. You know, it's like $49 to rent it, each one for the month, and you have two. Well, you know what? These people have been through enough. I feel like they need to have some clean water. That's, you know, where you feel guilty about spending money on that. They're not spending it on other things. So.
Any questions so far?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
First, KPFK needs a water purifier?
I think that was Kay.
Would like to drink pipes, I'm sure you can.
Drink what? I didn't get that.
I mean, I wouldn't want to drink out of those pipes either without it being going through something, but...
So they have lousy water there?
You know what? I apologize for even bringing that up. I was trying to use it as a... I mean...
Okay, whatever. So let me look. And going back to the summary tab, can all of the summary tab be made public?
You know what? I'm happy to send it out without those notes on there if you want.
Well, I was wondering if the... Yeah. So... The numbers, yes, but the notes, no? Because some of the notes you've already talked about here that's open.
I mean, there's really nothing. I don't think there's anything private about that.
Entire summary tab can go public.
Right.
Okay. And later on, when we get done with this, I'll be asking if the whole entire spreadsheet for the entire thing through July 31st can be made public, but that's for later. Thank you.
Unless it's not approved to move forward, then it should be. It's no different than any other month, unless somebody disputes just bearing it. Oh, and just to talk about there, KPFK, no food expense, zero. Can't say that all the stations.
Julie, this just came out earlier today. You know, in the past, we've had issues with releasing it before it gets to the station managers. Did this go to the station managers also, which was supposed to be our new policy?
I'm sorry. I thought I had to get through tonight before it went to the... I would send it after the meeting.
Well, no, I think quite a while ago we established a policy where it would go to the executive director, the officers, the general managers, and the NFC and the PMB, specifically to the general managers, so they could make corrections work things out if there were any questions before it was released to the public. So that's the one thing that we changed from how we used to do things.
I've never had a correction come back, but I'm happy. I'll make sure they go out tonight.
Surprised to hear you say you never had a directive and that we passed that policy.
No. I said I've never had a correction come back.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. I get that. I think there was some back and forth about WBAI's, situation, but we gradually got that down to where there was virtually no difference.
I don't use his system, so. But anyway, has somebody taken who needs to receive it at KPFA now that the GM left? You know.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Now that who is there an interim GM at KPFA now?
I don't think so. Not yet. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
So I guess just send it to Maria and.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that would be the thing.
I'll do that tonight. Yep.
Okay. Anyone else? Arpal, were you done?
Well, yeah, but later on I'll ask if we're sending the whole thing out. So.
Right. And it is 9:53 now. And Julia, as always, you are amenable to, if people were working today, they didn't get a chance to look at this prior to the meeting. As people do get a chance to look at it, you'll be willing to answer questions as always.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and we appreciate that.
One last comment to make yes. for the units that are on drives or even like with WBAI and KPFK. It is odd that the average daily funds raised tends to be pretty consistent over the past several months. Like, we just haven't quite been able to get over that hurdle yet. And again, I don't know, that probably ties back to, you know, it takes time to increase the listenership and that type of thing. But I did want to mention that that we haven't seen an increase in the daily average. I would say that the work is being done, but, you know, we just haven't seen a bump yet. And I'm assuming that's going to be tied to, you know, the time it takes to increase the listenership.
And where was this again?
At WBAI and KPFK.
Got it.
KPFT, of course, is a very different situation because, you know, they're in transition with what they're doing with the station. And I believe he told me when we spoke today or yesterday, whenever it was, that it might be 6 weeks, which kind of coincides with what Susan said. So I think that she and I probably heard it the same way of when they hope to be able to be getting more live on air time.
Yeah, and I think, we've seen some dramatic increases in our audience numbers at certain times at WBAI, and yet the increase in the funding hasn't followed. So it's
and I'm sure
we're sitting on pins and needles waiting for that to happen. What's that?
I'm sure it's the same there as it is at KPFK, where there are a few days a month where I know it's not relative to what y'all have experienced years back. It's not a great day. But, you know, to me, when I see that KPFK has a $9,000 day or WBAI has a, you know, more than a $3,000 day or $4,000 day, you know, it catches my eye and I'm like, ooh, they had a good day. But WBAI is pretty consistent, but once in a while, you know, KPFK will have a day that just really pops up there. And so I know that, you know, that's apparent to them and they realize what's driving that and trying to do more of it. But, and then it ties back to, especially for those who are more premium driven, that then they have to, you know, turn it on and try to fund those premiums. And ideally, people want to try to do it at least at the time, you know, make those orders as the donations are coming in. But, you know, at KPFK, for example, we're just now ordering things for, you know, the donations that were made, you know, for the past few months and trying to get those out. And we'll have another round that we need to get ordered for this current group that's been supporting the station. It's the same across the board, you know, with the other stations as well.
Understood. I'll comment that at WBAI, last week we had a $6,000 day on Monday and a $7,000 day on Tuesday, but it was mostly from a well-worn, old, familiar premium that had just been allowed to rest for a while, and then it was reutilized, and all of a sudden, you know, it was clicking. So it mystifies me, and I you know, I don't know how the management figures it out. It's a mystery to me. They get a sense for it, and I guess that's why we're family.
Yeah, there's a good bit of communication recently, you know, between the general manager and the staff about premiums and the programmers trying to do something that they connect with as well. At least that's how I interpreted the communication, was having their involvement in what the premiums are going to be during those periods and things, so that they, I think, are better connected and more comfortable, you know, fundraising.
Yep. Okay. Does anybody else have anything else?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
well, see if anybody else has, but I want to get on the stack.
Anybody else who hasn't spoken yet? Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay. You said that you're going to try and get great planes at all the stations, and that includes BAI, right?
Well, that would be that is what I recommend.
Ah.
I have been successful in that this year.
Well, okay, because we've had declarations in the past that the general manager isn't going to be able to do that, and since we only have basically two people really in management, the one person, I guess you would have to have learned to do it and do it, has said in the past, definitely, he's going to stick with QuickBooks. So
that looks
like a big impediment to me.
Well, somebody needs to step over that impediment and not let the station make that decision. It's a fiduciary responsibility. And my recommendation has been that the new interim business manager there's no reason that person couldn't do that work for them. All they need is access to all the invoices. But that's the hurdle.
Yeah, I think what we need there is it's a staff question. Do we expect our general managers to do everything and wear every hat? And I don't think there's another general manager in the network that is, has the facility with Great Plains or Allegiance for that matter to do that kind of work. And when we don't have the staff, what are you going to do? It's problematic, to say the least. But as you point out,
that's my question.
If you get that business manager person at the national office doing that, that would be good.
I just want to clarify that opportunity has been provided. It has not been accepted.
Which opportunity? I think we're getting into a little personnel matter here, but which opportunity?
For the daily accounting payables stuff to not be done by the general manager.
Well, I thought that's actually what Netta was doing at the station.
We have attempted to do, but we have never. You're right. This should be a closed session.
Yeah, let's talk more about that in closed session. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? Okay. Hearing none. Let's move quickly. It's now about 10 o'clock. Let's go around the table, and we don't have a lot of our people here, especially from PFW. Let's go around the table and just hear maybe from the treasurers that are available about the how we're doing the timeline for the fiscal year 23 budgets. So, Arpal, do you want to start us off at WBAI? We know I spoke to Bertel today. He's going to start working up something. He'll have it for the next meeting, and then it'll take a while to move from there. Do you want to add anything?
I'll just say that the local finance committee met and said to the GM, well, it's time to do the FY23s, and so we're having a meeting on September 7th where he is going to bring us the first draft of the drafts of the FY23 budget for WBAI, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Got it. Thank you, Arpal. And from PFW, I know that Julie, we discussed this last week. Julie said, or 2 weeks ago, that in early September they'll be discussing this on their LSB, and that's when we'll be expecting to see something from them. Do you have anything to add on that, Julia?
No, I do not. I mean, I've sent support and to help the treasurer, with some details. But they pretty much handle that on their own. I just provide them information.
Got it. Okay, and Texas, Susan, or Sean, do you have anything on that? I'm sorry, Julia?
I was just saying, he asked for details on certain line items, so I help him with that.
Good. Well, that's why we need you. We're going to miss you. Sean, did I hear you?
Yeah, we met last week. We have a
a pretty solid proposal, budget proposal put together. It needs some tweaks. We intend to meet next week. I just sent a note today to Markeisha to hoping that we're still on track to make those. They were minor tweaks so that we can move it out of the Finance Committee and to the LSB and pray or whatever it is that you do to get it out and to the National Board hopefully in September. Hopefully.
Yes.
You're supposed to be more authoritative than that, Sean.
Have you listened to any of our meetings?
No, not lately, but I know what you mean. I have listened to them. Okay.
I'll only say this. You'll never get that time back.
Susan, did you have a comment?
No, I was just saying that I think we're really far along. Actually, this is the second version. We had an earlier version, and Sandy had a lot of input to this version. We were able to talk at some length with Markeisha about what the information was behind. As Sean said, we're making some tweaks. I'm hoping that we will bring this forward to the next LSB meeting and be able to forward it to the PNB after that.
Good. Thank you. Moving around the horn now to KPFK, Kim. I know you've been working for a couple of weeks with Julia.
No, not a couple of weeks, but we have a local finance meeting tomorrow. Maybe it'll be ready. I'm not sure. And then there's a tentative they're scheduled an LSB budget meeting for Sunday, so we may be reviewing the budget on Sunday. So it's, I can't say anything definite yet. If that scenario happens, I would recommend that we schedule an extra meeting next Tuesday to get that off our plate, and perhaps I don't know what the status of the others are, like PRA or the affiliates, but, I hope we can do something next Tuesday instead of an extra meeting.
That's a good point, Kim, and that's where I was headed at the end of this going around the network exercise, but since you just mentioned it, would you like to turn that into a motion to schedule a tentative meeting for next Tuesday in case we have a budget? And
fine.
I'm specifically looking at the affiliates, hopefully.
PRA should have a budget.
That's another one, yep.
Yeah.
So is that a motion, Kim?
Sure.
Okay. So we have a motion. Our Paul, do you want to get this? We're moving. There's a motion to have a schedule a meeting for next Tuesday if needed, or if a budget becomes available for review.
No, that's not the motion I would make. The motion is we're going to set a meeting for next Tuesday. If we don't have any budgets, we'll cancel it. But we're setting a motion.
I agree, a
meeting for next Tuesday, period. And, open and close session in case. Because we can always cancel it. But after today, we can't schedule it. So,
actually, my saying schedule a tentative meeting is an oxymoron. You're right. You have to schedule a meeting, and then you cancel it if you don't have anything to do. And then people criticize you for not doing anything. But what are you going to do?
What I have is to schedule a meeting for next Tuesday. If we don't need it, we can cancel it.
No.
This is too. Okay, what else?
No. Schedule a meeting for next Tuesday, period.
Period.
And close, open and close session. Just put it on the calendar. Hopefully we'll have some budgets. But we don't need to put that in the motion. That's
hold on,
correct.
Hold
that's right. That's true.
Okay, it's to schedule a meeting, open and closed session for next Tuesday.
Period, yes.
Okay, let me say right now, I probably can't make that, but that's okay.
What do you mean you can't make it?
I can't make it next Tuesday.
Our Paul may have had other obligations. That's
oh, I see. I see. I thought you couldn't make scheduling
no,
the motion.
No, I can.
Well,
do
we'll miss you, our Paul, but,
okay.
You know, it happens.
Yeah.
What we'll really miss is the minutes.
Well, one of you will have to do that.
Indeed. Okay, is there any discussion? Any objection? Good. So that's good. And let's complete our trip around the network. Go ahead, Beth. You were next.
She'll add Julia.
It wasn't I.
Oh, who was it?
Julia.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you going to reach out to the archives and the affiliates?
Yes. Yep. There? Yep. Already working on it. Okay. Yep. I've already spoken to Ursula. They were offering to have a budget ready some time ago. So I think they'll be ready in short order. That's why I mentioned the affiliates. Okay. Beth, did you want to add anything to the conversation about the situation at KPFK?
It's just that it's especially worrisome.
I meant your budget planning specifically.
No, I was glad to be able to get the meeting scheduled for when we did. There was some effort to try to delay it for another couple of weeks, but I'm glad we got it on the calendar for this week. Thank you.
Good. Okay. And I guess there's nobody here from KPFA.
Right.
Unfortunately, we had hoped to get Quincy and Maria here to discuss their 2022 budget, but Quincy's gone and Maria declined to come. I guess we'll be hearing more about that. Hopefully, it's Julia, you were going to forward me the email on that.
Well, please remember, though, she was given an out because the decision was made at the last meeting that we were going to move forward with the new budgets and not focus on the old ones. So I had already given her the out and then gone back. So,
okay, again, this is personnel stuff. Let's not go into this kind of detail. That was my bad. Got it. Okay. So that concludes our trip around the horn discussing our budget timelines and schedule. So let us now adjourn for a short executive session. And is there anybody who absolutely has to have a break? Because if not, Fred can cut the screen.
I need a minute or two.
Fred is here.
Okay, let's. Why don't we come back at 10:15? Well, no, that's when we're supposed to end. Crap. I think we're going to need. Let's take a break until 10:15. But I think we'll need a motion to extend the meeting for 5 minutes to cover the brief matter that we have for the executive session.
For the sake of clarity, are you saying we hang up and call back in?
Well, I'm going to ask Fred about that. There's been some question about whether just cutting the stream and staying on is a security risk.
Fred,
want us to call back in, or do you want us to just stay on?
Do you want me to cut the stream right now?
No, not yet.
Okay. The standard way to do this.
Hold on, Fred. Fred, can you just wait for another moment while Marpol was working on getting the wording for the motion. So we need to let's address that first, and then we'll get your instructions on how to get off the stream and come back for an executive session. Go ahead, Arpol.
So what I have is to extend the time for this meeting by 5 minutes, which means it would be till 10:20 Eastern.
Right, which will take a 2/3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, is there any objection to doing that? Hearing none, that's done. Now let's quickly go to Fred. And Fred, what's your recommendation? Do we hang up, call in the...
No, you don't have to hang... You do not have to hang up. I cut the stream. You're in private session. You can do your executive session. The question is coming back to an open session. I do not recommend trying to do that. Because you don't know how long your executive session is going to take. Therefore, any audience that wants to listen to, the rest of the open session doesn't know when to come back.
We have no plans to do that, Fred.
Well, let me just ask quickly, before we say we don't have any plans, and I don't think we do, but is Stephanie here, Fred? Because we still wanted to get a report from her available.
Hold on. No.
Okay. So then we're not coming back.
Let me say I can now go to executive session. I had to ask somebody to leave the room, that's all.
I see. Oh, well, thank you for that. Okay, so Fred, are you ready to cut us from the stream? Oh, wait a minute. We passed the motion. Okay, we extended for five. Let's give our poll a couple of minutes. We'll come back at 10:17.
I don't need a couple of minutes. I'm done. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you, our poll.
Okay.
So let's cut the stream, Fred. Thank you.